Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Meditations in the Gospel of John series. This one is entitled, Have You Been Born Again? According to Jesus, we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we're born again. John 3:5 says, Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. New Living Translation. Many commentators understand that Jesus' phrase, being born of water, refers to our natural birth. Those who are only born physically only have ordinary human understanding. We remain blind and insufficient to comprehend the things of the Spirit of God. We must be born again to become aware of God's kingdom. Jesus said in John 3:3, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. New Living Translation. It is only after the wind of the Spirit blows upon us and causes our spirits to come alive that we are able to see and experience the realities of God's kingdom. The Hebrew and Greek words for spirit also can mean breath and wind. John 3:8 says, the wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. New Living Translation. God breathed upon Adam, imparting spirit to his lifeless body, causing him to become a living soul. Genesis 2:7. The Holy Spirit blows or breathes upon us when we're born again, reconnecting our dead spirits to God, from whom we receive his never-ending life. After experiencing this divine wind or breath from God, our eyes are open to the things of God. We see who Jesus is more clearly. We begin to grasp some of the beauties and glories of God. It is not uncommon for people to say that everything seemed new and different after being born again. Certainly was for me. The new birth is the gateway into the path of a lifelong journey of learning to follow Christ. This new birth is not anything that we can accomplish on our own. It comes from God in a most mysterious way. Jesus said that we cannot explain how it happens any more than we can control the wind. We cannot make it happen for ourselves or anyone else. We can only lead people to God, with whom that heavenly transaction must take place. It is out of our hands, yet we can make ourselves available. Jesus said that if we seek God, we will find him. If the Spirit is nudging you to seek God, by all means obey, as King David did, as recorded in Psalm 27:8, where he said, my heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. New Living Translation. Jesus promised that he will not turn away anyone who seeks him. John 6:37 says, however, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. New Living Translation. Those who are merely born the natural way will die twice. The first death is the natural end to physical life that we must all experience. The second death is the lake of fire, God's punishment for those who rebel against him. Revelation 20:14-15 records, then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. New Living Translation. Those who are born twice, naturally and from heaven, will only die once. We escape the fiery wrath of God when we put our faith and loyalty in Jesus, who paid the price for our sins already and promised that we will never come into judgment again. John 3:16 and 18 says, "For this is how God loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." New Living Translation. If you're not sure if you've been born again, it's a good chance that you have not. If what I've written in this article seems foreign to your experience, it means that God has so much more for you if you will seek him with all your heart. Don't let the day go by without inviting Jesus into your life and receiving all he has to give. In exchange, he asks for all that you are. It's called the New Covenant, the Great Exchange, in which we give him ourselves, complete with our sin and guilt, and receive all that he is, including his right standing with God the Father and eternal life. Please pray with me. Jesus, I don't think I've been born again. You said we cannot enter your kingdom without this happening. You also said you will never reject anyone who comes to you. I come to you now. I want this new birth. I want to have my spiritual eyes opened to see your kingdom. I want to be part of the family of God. I ask you to come into my life and forgive all my sins. I give you myself and acknowledge that you are my Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, do your unseen work inside of me. Amen. If you prayed this sincerely, hold on to your hat. God is going to do something amazing in your life. Wait for it. It's on the way. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.